It's Anxiety at 107.7 hashtag KC Breakfast with you all the way. Ooh, forgetting, with you all the way through till 9 with the breakfast show, but I'll be with you all the way through till 12 this afternoon. My goodness. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, KC at work.
Yeah.
To help.
Ik werk vandaag bij je. Literally. My word.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, isn't there like a mental thing for me?
Yeah, pace yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have like 4 hours going. Pace yourself. Pace
all right.
Yourself.
6 hours already.
6 hours going. Pace yourself.
All right. If you just joined us now, each and every Wednesday. It's in Nesca. You'll be Thursday. I want to get this week over and done with. Okay. Wednesday morning, Dr. Hanel Williams, our official doctors in the house, 082-414-1077. That is the number you can, if you've got any questions, you know, when it comes to mental state, mental health, the opportunity is here now. And you can speak to us and you can speak to us as well. Send through messages through to our WhatsApp line. Also go on to Facebook. It's KC107.7. Even tag a friend, love it, like it, share it, and make sure that each and every person in your friend zone is following KC at this particular moment. Also, go onto our Instagram account as well. It's available there for you. Like, share, and love. A lot of videos is going on there. Anyway, Doc, morning.
Morning,
you already said good morning, no?
Excuse me?
We already said good morning. Yeah.
Yes, I said good morning, and good morning to you, Michelle.
Morning.
You're looking fabulous in your green.
Oh, thank you.
And yellow and maroon.
You've
got a boy's
heart. You're that look. Before you go on, that look. That look alone.
If it looks
look,
good,
yeah,
kill.
I can't be too biased because I've got two siblings.
Yes.
That finished at Paldum.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we two New Orleans and two Hermes in the house.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's now my siblings. And now my boys at Paul Boys.
Royce.
Yeah. So it's fun as Demakar. It's a rainbow. It's a rainbow with some touch of turquoise.
A touch of turquoise. Right
coming.
On top.
Yes.
Right on top. We stand on top. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Grant is in his source. It's right on top.
Right on top of the turquoise.
Yeah.
The turquoise is coming.
It's coming. All right. So obviously, when we look at the youngsters at the moment, our first teams, Kapal mentioned a week ago during an interview where I sat in that when boys are lost last year, his son was in a state.
Yeah.
It took about 2 days just to get him right again, to get him focused again on schoolwork and going through the year. And especially when you look at interschools, we spoke about both coaches about the mental state of these young boys. They focus on through the year, they work hard. They get themselves ready because the big one is coming, which is the interschool. So it's number one and number two in the country. Two of the best school rugby schools in the country.
Yeah.
They're taking each other on this weekend.
Two,
So I want to know how do you, as a parent, your son is at boys, your son is, and the girls is at gymnasium, and girls high. And after this weekend, you know the adrenaline is pumping, the focus is off schoolwork, and it's over onto the big inter-school week, big inter-school Saturday, coming Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, next week. How to get him back to focusing on schoolwork again?
Okay, this is a big event. Let's say that it's not just in South Africa, but globally. There's people coming from all over to come and be here and do anniversaries, the 20-year, you know, school anniversaries, and so it's a global event. I might be wrong, but this is the biggest inter-schools in the world.
Yeah.
I think you're not wrong. You're absolutely right.
And remember, this is it's being said to each and everyone at that school. This is the biggest event globally. So it mentally, they have been prepared since day one of school. when they enter January, they started with sing songs and, you know, what we are preparing, and August is looming. So it is, yes, the academics are there as well, but they are being prepared since then. So to go back to your default setting or your normality after this Saturday is going to take a while. So we have to be realistic. You can't now maybe lose or win on Saturday and then Sunday you're back thinking about schoolwork and thinking. And the problem also is we are focusing on this, and a lot of matriculants are focusing on this weekend because this is now their last event. But in reality, the matric exams are looming as well. It's around the corner. You know, so to get that balance, and I think the teachers, the headmasters are aware that, you know, they have to perform because all eyes are on them. This is now, it is what it is. You know, all eyes are on them for this weekend. Certain players have been, you know, you've been talked about, because especially the gym player that I mentioned,
Marcus
Miller. And I mean, just imagine how he must feel, all that pressure that he is, and he's part of a team. It's not just gym is not about Marcus and it's about the team.
And what I realized over the past 2 years, he scored about 50 tries and he's been signed to Stormers.
Yes, the pressure is on, eh?
So as a parent, and you're a parent of a little boy at boys' high, boys' primary.
Yeah.
And how, as a parent, what do you say to your son, especially now, your daughter, Michelle's got a daughter at Gimmies. Now, from a parent's perspective, not as a doctor, as a professional.
As a parent of one of the...
How do you balance it out now, come Saturday, come next week?
What we need to also remember is not everybody is partaking in this hype. I can tell you, my boy is a big boy, and they've always tried to make him play rugby. And from grade R, he said, rugby? I didn't say it. Rugby is a reckless sport. I am not involved. So... yes, it is this global event, but there are a lot of learners that are not really, you know, they're there, they sing, this is not the biggest event for them. They've got other interests. They've got the soccer interest. They've got other interests. So, yes, we are feeling the pressure. The whole pall is draped in all the colors. And don't forget girls' high as well. So they're draped in colors. It's McDonald's. It's everywhere. But at the end of the day, not everybody is a rugby player. They are part of it. They're more academic. Yes, it's wonderful, but they reset much earlier, quicker than the rugby players or the people that is so invested in this event.
But can I say that, especially with school's pride as well, it goes hand in hand. Especially coming to bragging rights, saying, okay, yeah, but my school isn't the top school, unfortunately, in the sporting arena for this year, but we're looking at next year. We're building, and we're building Gias again. So, can you take that as well and say that is also going on to the...
Yes, and it's not a bad thing. It's really not a bad thing that you're part of a team, and that there are some unity and there is some competition. It's good, and it's not just... the Paul Chum and boys, the other schools as well. It's amazing to be part of something, definitely. And it's just for your mental health, for you as a human being to be, you know, be seen as, you know, no, I'm a boys higher or I'm a Paul Jim, you know. It's intriguing, especially with my siblings. I mean, I laughed when my son realized that his two aunties were at Paul Jump, it was a disaster for him. And
it was a disaster.
Like, what were we thinking, you know? And then my two sisters started singing whatever song they sang.
Wait, it's this one. I've got it here.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Hold on. Now I need to find Michelle's name here somewhere. No, it's not that one. It's this one.
And remember, my sisters are 30 plus, so they still remember and they're still doing the dance. And it was, you know, and still at 30 plus, they will remember they were part of something. Yes. You know, they were not. Yeah, they feel the gees.
Yeah,
immediately they like, yay, and that is a good thing. Mm. You know, it's amazing to see that they are laughing and singing and suddenly they're there again.
My dog, I've got it for you. I'm gonna trauma counseling after this now for you. Michelle is gonna smile now, but trauma counseling for after this. For Michelle. So yeah, I'm booking with you now.
Sessions.
Yeah. How many sessions? Michelle? Two? One? Okay. I'm just saying, you know? I'm just saying. You need to start somewhere.
Yes.
Kom vra net vir my, ek laat geen ander my lyk, want in my hart voel ek trots, my skool staan vas soos 'n rots. Uitgeneelde word vir altyd onthou, ons skool maak die deure oop vir my en vir jou. En ek sal ons bang maak nie en ek sal ons sing, want ons drome is groter en ons toekoms is blink. En gemasjen sal staan by jou staan, soos jyn man achter jou staan, by jou staan, by jou staan. Jy vraag my, waar kom dit alles vandaan, net te genie verstaan. Kom sing ons troepstem saam, want is die school waarvoor ek staan. Son van gerechtigheid jou altyd bestraal en mag God altyd deel wees van jou levensverhaal. En wanneer ons staan, dan staan.
Okay. So, Michelle, that's yours. Just pause it there. Pause. Doesn't want to pause. Alright, there we go. Michelle, and this is for you. It's rude to interrupt a school anthem. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue the chat now in a video short. Also, let's go to our sports desk and find out what's happening with the Bok women.
See sport.
The Springbok women are determined to secure a confidence booster win against the Black Ferns 15 at Athens Stadium this coming Saturday. Assistant coach Fraser September emphasized the importance of ending a preparation phase on a high, saying despite solid progress, a win has remained elusive. While the Bok set pieces, especially their lineouts, have impressed, the team now hopes to broaden the attacking play by involving the backs and wings more prominently. With France, Italy and Brazil awaiting in the Rugby World Cup pool, Saturday's clash offers one last chance to show the local fans their growth and readiness.
Our Moors is one of our weapons. It's our DNA, our forward pack. Whenever we have an opportunity to make use of it, we'll do so. However, we need to get the ball in the hands of the wings as well. We've got some good wings up wide. Play a bit more rugby as well. Like you saw last week, at times we did play the ball and it worked for us. So yeah, but we are overall team, but set piece is our thing. We pride ourselves in our set piece, so whenever we have an opportunity, we'll gladly use the opportunity to maul him.
And finally, Varsity Football 2025 kicks off on the 7th of August. And once again, it's proven to be a launch pad for rising football stars. Aidan McCarthy moved from Wits to Kaizer Chiefs and even captain Bafana at the COSAFA Cup. In WU's Heaven Saritsi is shining at Cape Town City, while UJ's Thulani Zamdamela is banging in goals for Mamelodi Sundowns in the Dusky Challenge. TOT's CR7 in Gwenya signed for Durban City, while Ngwadi Malepo from Wits joined Orlando Pirates, and defender Tsepiso Mahlangu went from Tux to Amatux. The future looks bright and Varsity Football continues to lead the way. For hashtag Casey Breakfast Sports, I'm Samuel. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 6:30 with more sporting news. Well, looking for to start a career in security, Borland PACRS Training is offering a limited time security training special, including grade E, D and C training with CIRA registration included. Well, courses start on Monday, the 4th of August 2025, and run from Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. in the morning till 4 p.m. Training takes place at the corner of Borsenberg and Oosterland Street, Dal Josefat Paul. Payment confirms your booking and terms and conditions to apply. To book or find out more, contact them on 021-879-0379 or send them a WhatsApp to 076-410-5000. You can also email to admin@bornandpacrs.co.za.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Jack Jewel wat skeer om my kleren wanne langs het jy eindelijkie gehoor?
Dr. Williams,
ja,
wat jy met my?
Ja, dokter.
Ek nog nooit die liedjie gehoor het, dit is my eerste keer.
Skeer my kleren!
Ja, ek roo, is nog roo, in so'n situasie wat ek my skeer my kleren nie. So, dat die boys, die gummies kan my hulle kleren skeer.
Is gaan een taf enig gewees.
Op een Saturdag, ja.
Is gaan een taf enig gewees. Ek denk ek sien uit daarna, ek weet, ek ja...
Ja, dit is oorweldigend.
Ja,
dit is oorweldigend. Okay. Die geest is as rarig. Ek weet nie wat dit hierdie jaar is, he. Maar ek voel het ook.
Jy voel hom?
In die paie ooral, ja.
I don't know.
Die geest is aan die gang. Is a lekker ding. You know, it is... Ons moet actually baie trots wees om in hierdie dorpie te bly.
Dorpie, nee, not a dorpie.
Stad, nee, stad nou, ja. Hierdie stad te bly. Mens met baie, ons is baie bevoorrecht om goeie spelers van hierdie dorp, van hierdie stad te kry. En dit is, of jy nou wat die kant van die rivier ook bly.
And
we've got talent,
yes, we do. And currently the box setup got 4-3 currently. That's there. No?
That's three. From Paul.
Klaar, Kurt Arendse, Grant Williams, Saman Murat.
Yes.
Kanan Moody.
Yes.
And I've got to say, Paul.
No, we've got talent.
Yeah,
we've got talent.
And everybody in Paul, because I snidey the dung in the middle, Danny.
Yeah.
I do not say from this side or that side. As from the PV.
Jay as from the CJ.
Yes. And to say it as well, to have Bok captain number 66 from Paul.
Yes.
And to actually support him as well is from utmost importance. Looking at what social media is doing currently. I spoke to Womani a few days ago. The people are attacking him. That's not from Paul. Yeah. It's attacking our current captain number 66. He's not a player. He is a this. He is a that. He is a da 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 da. And
you will always have that, Nick.
Yes, you will always have that. And that happened to Sia Kulisi as well. That happened to John Smith. That happened to Gary Tashman as well.
You will always have that, and you have to expect that. And that is, I think, what's important with your own mental health and your, like I just mentioned now, your coaches, your management team, is to keep you grounded. And I spoke like a few months ago about that in sport. How do you ground yourself? What if on Saturday the big player that we all are anticipating is going to be so great, he gets an injury in the first minute? What, you know, or something happens.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, but exactly. What if in the first minute their ball boy scores and Khum is suddenly didn't expect that? How do you ground yourself to say, okay, let's go again? Because it's two halves. It is, like you said, the stadion ras, hulle het gees, die hele perel toot, het is net keierplekke wat vol is. How do you on the field ground yourself if you maybe jy's wat noem mense die persoon wat skop
die fly half
wat is die fly half van een of ander of het nou boys of gym is skop mis. Yeah. Genade toch, daar gaan een boerij wees, nee. How do you as a youngster, remember these kids are still in high school, but it's almost like it's a Springbok versus All Black team situation.
Yes, it is.
How do you ground yourself while you're on the field? And I think that is very important for your mental health, is how do you go on? You can't now feel the pressure. You feel the pressure, but how do you deal with the pressure? And I did a talk where I mentioned the kop speel saam. It's not about just training and your body, the physique is perfect and your energy and you eat well and all of that. What about your mental state? Because you don't forget. And that is why I think they start from January. They start already, you know, building the geest and the confidence. And, you know, because that is important. What you think and what you believe you show, yeah. you feel. So if you run on that field and you are confident, you are going to feel confident, you're going to play confident.
And I think social media is going to play a massive role in this world.
It's already playing a massive role.
Yeah, it is. And so whatever happens, you're going to see it everywhere. It's going to see. And I'm looking at the times when I grew up, we didn't have that.
We
can thank our lucky stars we didn't have that, because it just made us bigger people at the current moment, and we can talk about it.
And we can be actually focused on what we need to do and not be distracted by what other people are saying and the comments that has been given. You know, it's TikTok, it's Facebook, it's all over.
It's Twitter.
X now. It's all over that what you are doing, your every minute are being it's being documented. It's really our kids are really struggling also. And it's not just the rugby. And remember there's hockey players as well.
Yeah.
There are other teams, there's netball. The other players as well.
Now with that, and especially next week, because we're going to see it next week, we're going to see it on social media, and with the kids focusing on social media, schoolwork, social media, they're everywhere, and they're going to see this. Does that play a role? And I can say, snap, I saw it now, I'm going to feel, we lost it. We did this. Man.
We could have done better. We could have done. The thing is, you're in the moment, you're in the year now, and you have to be mindful of where you're at. You can't do anything in that. And this is important, where management and coaches protect their players. They have to prepare them for disappointments. It's not just the good that can come out of this. They have to prepare for what if something else happened. And like I said, focusing on grounding the players.
I just want to go to our WhatsApp line. I gave you the phone just to you read it for yourself there. Charlene saying, good morning, Soil and Company. Hi, morning, Charlene. Yes, I do agree with Doc. Seeing the broader picture of mentally fit, and we as parents are always concerned for our children, and there's always that little voice telling us as parents, Mom, Dad, you don't understand and you don't get it. Our kids perform now more intense in sports phase as well as educational than how we did back in the day. So we as parents are only the supporters and listeners. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. Our kids are really struggling. Like I said, I've got a little boy in grade 4, and it's very difficult also what is being taught in school. They have this big brag and they're singing from 8 o'clock till I don't know when, and he's already being conditioned to think like a Paul boy. He doesn't even go in a shop where he sees there's some chemist in the shop.
Can
we go to another shop? It's interesting, this is now my reality.
And is that now only for the build up to the interschools, or is that now throughout?
It's getting worse, I must say. When he was younger, he didn't worry too much. But now, when he sees the chemist, he can we turn around, I do not want to sit in the shop with him, and he's got his uniform on. And I'm like, what? Wait, no. Is going on here? So I agree with 100% that we are the supporters, listeners, and
agree. Let's go for a music break. Jesus, America is going off here. Asher Raymond, You'll Be in My Heart. Good morning.
Comes up, you're crying, it will be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight now. I will protect you from all around you.
I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong now. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. Said I'm gonna be here, don't you cry. What they can't explain, I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. What do they know? We need each other to have to hold. They'll see in time. I know we'll show them together. You'll be in my heart. I'll always be there. You'll be in my heart. You know that I'm this.
It's Usher Raymond and a song entitled You'll Be My Heart. If you just joined us now, you're seven away from 9 o'clock. In case it work starts, I'm not going anywhere. My word, my goodness. I'm going to be with you all the way through until 12 p.m. But Gretchen is joining. So, yeah, it seems I'm anchoring and I'm just being joined by other people as well. Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. That's going to be with us throughout the morning. Okay, Dimitri is also leaving, but he's going to help with something else. But he's going to sit in that side. Oh, you're going to stay with us in studio. Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay, we're back on the topic, obviously, and we're talking about mental health state, especially within, especially this period of time. Now, I'm looking at Glenn Niederberg, New Orleans, Charles Neal, Wellington, Elker Zeman, I'm missing a school, Laberry,
William Lloyd,
the primary schools as well.
Paulus, yes, Paulus as well. That's
also a massive one.
Very old, and
I'm looking at those kids as well. And I feel like they do not have the support, especially the mental support. going through these phases. We've been speaking about it's just a constant battle. We've been speaking about it. One psychologist for the entire Drakenstein. How many are you guys actually?
Look at the psychiatrist. I think we're 7.
Mm-hmm.
One in the public sector.
Okay.
This is now psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few of us in the private sector. Talking about psychologists in the public sector, there's 2 clinical psychologists.
Okay.
In the Drakenstein area, and then there are counselors as well.
But does it justify, especially with this period now? It's matriculants. It is first team rugby. It is inter schools, and it becomes a heavy burden on a lot of youngsters. I've saw him. When was it? On Monday. The suicidal rate is it's not decreasing. It's already under 500,000, yes. And we're not yet halfway through. We're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
It's under 500,000 suicides already.
Mm. So we have successful suicides that we do not see, that we need to ask the forensic pathologist about. You know, the suicides that completed the suicide patient that completed the suicides versus the patients that attempted, that I probably will be in contact with, if it was not successful,
so,
and they are being admitted and now they're being referred to a psychiatrist and a psychologist.
So that's the statistics, so isn't part of that, no?
Sometimes it, no. You have to look at attempts versus successful suicides.
Sure.
But what we know is a successful suicide is usually men, older men. They will successfully do it.
The statistic I showed him of Dimitri Monday, it's Simon Gezi posted it, and he's a prominent figure when it comes to talking out for men. And he said it, you know, and this is under men alone. Half a million in Israel alone, my goodness, it is a lot.
Yeah.
And he obviously also focuses on women as well, and he's got a sanitary factory that does 400, it's, I think it's about 400 pads a minute, and that he gives out for free.
Yes. So we are approaching August. We are approaching, the Women's Day, International Women's Day, and we are approaching a month of talking about female mental health.
I can't say difference, but if you put it on a scale, who outweighs who?
We see more females, that's obvious.
Mm.
But due to, you know, females are more open about what they feel and will talk about it. And men, due to stigma, due to various reasons, due to not even knowing what they're going through because we do not talk about it, we see less. I must say, being in my practice for the last few years, there's more men coming forward and saying, look, yeah, I'm not doing well. So I think there is a change. There's definitely a movement of engaging with your own mental health, if you're looking at males.
But now the question still remains, and especially because my focus will obviously be on the youth and young kids and looking at schools as well. Does it come out at schools as well, where girls are talking out and boys are just keeping back?
Yeah. If you look at the schools now, everybody's focusing on rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine what those kids are going through. Like the listener just said, the parents are just listening. The parents are just there. They sometimes do not know what to do. They see the child being more moody or quiet or isolating himself in the room and feeling the pressure. If we should focus on what's going on currently. You really don't know if you come in, but you know your child. You come in, you want to ask, then I'm okay. You know, that is the famous verse, I'm okay. I'm all right.
And but now, is it happening only, look, in the underprivileged areas?
Yes.
You know, the parents are always busy. They're doing other things.
They're not there. Or the grandma must look after the child, you know. We are missing patients that are sitting with severe mental disorders, and severe meaning not just, you know, schizophrenia. We are missing youngsters looking for peace in other ways, and we're sitting with substance use then because they are not able to know what's going on with them. They do not have the language actually to say that, oh, this is my anxiety levels are high. They just feel anxious. And what do? Someone give you a cigarette, you feel less anxious. And then what happens maybe next, you drink a beer and you feel less anxious, you know. And that's the biggest concern.
I would love to go on, and your time really flies. It's 9 a.m. It's a minute after 9. Doc, thank you very much. And I think we need to continue this conversation because obviously our parents need help, our kids need help, and especially within this inter-school phase, it's going to be massive. All right. I'm out of here.
You're not out of here.
Okay, that's the end of breakfast.
Take a break.
Yeah, that's the end of breakfast for today. Doc, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, all the best with everybody for the weekend, and stay safe, please.
#KC Breakfast. Happy ending. This is how it ends.